good morning, everybody. Welcome to another awesome show on Easy Talk Live. I'm your sick host today, Eric Zuli, doing it the easy way, guys. We got an awesome show as usual. We got a great, great guest, some great people. We're going to be talking about some pretty awesome technology coming out and giving you guys some 411, some information on what's going down the easy way, the events we have coming up, the nonprofits we're supporting. We actually just got back from an amazing press conference at Carson City Hall with the mayor himself, Mayor Jim Deere. And this show today is brought to you by wateringseeds.org. I recommend you check out the organization. So let's get the show started.
Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com. And follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zuli.
What's going on, everybody? All right, are you guys ready to get this show started? If you're listening to Easy Talk Live, I'm your host, Eric E.Z. Zuli, the Hollywood It Guy. We got an amazing show today. First and foremost, guys, I want to talk about the events. Our events calendar is always accessible on the Eric Zuli app, which you can get on your Apple Store or your Google Play, sponsored by My Pocket. You can also go to stoptour.org. The Stop Tour is just going off the chain. It's off the chain right now, guys. I'm telling you, we have so many celebrities on board. There's so much media. We're supporting the peacefund.org. My good friend Adrian Paul from Highlander. The Peace Fund helps kids all over the world. I recommend you go to thepeacefund.org and check out what they're doing, which is also stemming to a big celebrity paintball tournament happening on November 8th and 9th. And I'm blessed to say that I'm hosting that. So if you've seen The Hunger Games, I'm your that guy that's on stage interviewing everybody and that's hosting The Hunger Games. That's going to be me. It's going to be a lot of fun, so definitely mark that in your calendars. We got the Los Angeles Convention Center coming up, supported by CBS. The Ascent Expo, a lot of great, great, great stuff, guys. So we got our amazing guest in the house, Will Champlin. You guys remember him from The Voice. He was a finalist on The Voice. Before we bring him on, we're going to play one of his songs, and then we're going to get to know Will.
I know I've been borrowing trouble, but hanging my head is shame. I'm waking up from the rubble. God only knows my name.
You can keep your heart and I'll keep mine.
Champlin in the house. World Champlin, welcome to the show. I gotta say, man, it's a pleasure having you. I know you're all the way out there in Texas joining us, but welcome to the show, Easy Talk Live. How you feeling, man?
Hey, Eric, how you doing? Actually, I'm in Nashville right now, but...
Oh, you're in Nashville?
Yeah.
Nashville, Tennessee. I gotta say, man, I'm not a big country lover. I never have been, but after listening to that song, it's got a little extra spice to it. You just turned me into a country fan.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like... I mean, I'm trying to like blend Americana with like, you know, some techno stuff. So that's kind of what I'm trying to do.
So you're blending the country with the techno?
No, not country. I'm blending more like Mumford and Sons kind of stuff, and you know, folk Americana with techno. So.
Okay, cool. Are we waking you up, man? You sound like you're just waking up.
Oh no, not at all. I've been up.
Okay, cool. Well, we're looking forward to talking to you, man. Got a lot of good fans that have hit us up on Twitter. We appreciate you tweeting it out to your fans. Shout-outs to all the Will Champlin fans here today on the show. So let's get started, man. So talk to us on like, you know, you growing up as a kid and how it all started. Talk to us about the challenges, who you met. You know, give us your story.
All right, yeah. I mean, I'll start off, you know, I grew up in a musical family. My dad was an accomplished musician. He ended up being in the band Chicago, and since the 80s and on until like 5 or 6 years ago or so. And I ended up, you know, growing up playing drums, keys, and then I didn't really start singing until I was like 18 or 19. I probably just intimidated. My parents did it so much, like as session musicians and singers and stuff. I'm like, why even bother, you know? So, but I just kind of overcame that. And I just like found my own niche and just one by one. I went up to Berkeley in Boston and studied music there. And then I actually lived in Nashville for a couple of years and just like did a lot of writing and producing and all that. Just got my wings, came back to LA, I had to get things kind of like sort of start over and then in the place where I kind of wanted to be in the first place. I ended up going on The Voice, 2013, season 5. It's just kind of like I've always been like creating and writing and trying to make be a mover and shaker and just make the right deals happen and stuff too. So, and on an independent level, recently I just was able to land one of the songs on my album in HBO Fall Preview, a song called Heat of Passion.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's in the 2014 full Fall Preview now. So that's a great big stride we're just able to make. So, you know,
anything to do with the mainstream network, especially like HBO. I mean, come on, man, that's the home of True Blood and Entourage and, you know, all the best shows possible. So definitely congratulations on that one. Hey, one second, Will, we're going to bring in our Easy Way Angel. She just joined us. Her name is Sonia Harley. She's one of our Nightingale Angels. She's a singer herself, so I thought it'd be kind of fun to have her come on as co-host with me and talk to you. She sings with Stevie Wonder. She sung in front of 120,000 or so people. She was just actually with, I'll let her tell you guys more about herself. Sonia, what's going on, girl?
Hey, nothing. Just waking up and listening to everyone that I can. Like, I've been, you know, it's so weird. Lately, I've just been like, going on YouTube and looking up old like footage of like Queen and AC/DC and like there's some band called Mother's Finest that this producer told me to look up, and I mean like the energy of the performers like back then is so different than now. It's like they encompass so much on the stage and like engaging so much and the audience like super captivated. I think like now people are so concerned about whether or not they're flat or sharp or whatever, and to, well, it doesn't even allow the song to do what it's meant to do, which is to, like, minister to the soul, you know? It's just supposed to make people feel good, and I don't know.
Well, as you know, Sonia,
that's what I've been
doing. As you know, Sonia, we have our wonderful Season 5, the Voice finalist, Will Champlin, on today as our guest. And, Will, do you agree that the music has changed a lot since what did you say, the 80s, Sonia?
I don't know. Whatever those people were from, I think, like, maybe the 70s or something.
Talk to us about earlier than that.
Oh, yeah. You would know, because I heard you say that your dad was in music, right?
Yeah, he's ever since, like, the 70s and stuff and 80s.
Yeah, that's cool. I saw,
He's co-written stuff. I mean, he did in Chicago, but he wrote a big hit for Earth, Wind & Fire and, like, George Benson and stuff, too. So
I did.
Main roots are my soul, too. So
I did a private interview with Earth, Wind & Fire's Verdine White. In fact, if you guys want to look it up, you can look up Eric Zuli, Verdine White. I was actually at his house with all of his platinum albums and all the stuff in his private trophy room. And I really recommend the fans to go check out that interview, because what he was saying was pretty interesting if you're in music. In fact, he was talking a little bit about how music changed from the old school to where it is now, especially the promotion side of music, man. I mean, people don't understand it's a digital world now, and if you don't understand digital, you better hire somebody that does.
It's a visual world.
But
too,
Will,
you know,
like when you did At Last, I saw your At Last, when you sang At Last, and oh my gosh, like just towards the end, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yes. Oh, yeah, you freaking killed it. I loved it. Not a lot of people can do that song and deliver the feeling that goes with it. You know what I mean? So
Sounds like you got a fan there, Will. Sounds like
tough
you got a fan.
Tough one to take on, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
You are welcome. So tell me, why did you choose Adam? I always wanted to know that.
I don't know. I think I could probably kind of, like, knew, like, eventually that we would be pretty like-minded, you know, like, I think that he would, well, we grew up in the same town, like, so, you know, in Tarzana.
I got you. Yeah.
You know, I'm like, all right, we get some similar roots here, like, we just got some very similar vibes here, so I think that Adam's probably the guy, and even though I'm, like, I'm crossing over into, like, some, like, rootsy Americana kind of music to what Kev Moe's doing, but in this day and age to fit more like, you know, the Avicii world and I think that he would have got that. I knew that he kind of would get more. Where I'm trying to go with things, just
I think
just commercially.
Awesome what you're doing. But you guys sort
I would
have
picked
a
Blake. I would have picked
standard.
Blake, but I knew that like I probably wouldn't have had a chance like with. I kind of knew who his favorites would be. I think I'm going to take my chances with Adam.
Yeah, good choice. I like Adam. I think that he allows people to really be who they are, you know? And he tries to expand on that. Like, he's not so structured to where it's like, you have to stay right here in this space, you know? He's just like...
Let me ask you this, Will. There's a lot of people all over the world that's watching you, and The Voice, I believe, plays internationally, right? It's just kind of like an American Idol? What's the main areas that it hits?
It's usually U.S. and Canada, but, I mean, if people have, like, a certain cable plan or something, I'm sure they can get it in other countries.
Okay, so being on stage and getting that opportunity, talk to us about the beginning when you had the goosebumps or the bubbles in your stomach and you found out that you were going to get the chance of getting the audition. And then, you know, the transition into actually getting it. You know, how did you feel? What was going on in your head? You know, what did you do to prepare going on stage? Like, just talk to us about that moment until you got to be the finalist.
I just thought of... like every single hurdle was like, at the time, I tried to keep a realistic view about it because I just kind of thought that every hurdle like was just was a great accomplishment, but you never know how the next one was going to go. No matter how well you pull it off, how great you sing, and sometimes it's not even about that. Sometimes it's about what you were actually saying a minute ago when you were talking about charisma on stage and stuff. You know, how a lot of the performers don't have that these days. Like, you know, that's a lot of times when it comes down to it, you know, when you get into a live show, it's like Adam was sitting us down and he was having a conversation with me and James Wilbert, and he's saying, like, hey, guys, listen, you know, you got to be entertaining, you know, at the same time. Now, this is the live shows, and this is, like, when people watch it. So at this point, you got to be engaging, too, because that's where, you know, that's half the battle, so.
It is. Yeah, I agree, because you want to get people, they're not like who we are. They're not, like, looking out for what's right or wrong. He's looking out for what's entertaining. So you got to, like, answer the call on both ends. You got to be vocally correct. And then also, you know, you have to have an energy and a magnetism that catches the crowd and the audience, that makes them captivated and want to see you again. Like, you know what I mean? That's the thing. Will they come back and want to see you again? Like, I think that you have that energy. And I think that's really cool. Do you play any instruments at all?
Yeah, I do. I play mostly piano, and I played on Michael Jackson's last album before he passed away.
No way.
Wow.
And I went on tour with Glenn Frey of the Eagles as a, you know, an Hammond organ and B3 and keys and background. So, and
awesome.
A lot of the stuff, played with Billy Ray Cyrus too.
Oh my gosh, you know what? I saw Billy Ray. He played at the Oscar party, after party at the W.
Oh, cool.
And he did, like, two songs. Yeah, it was really, really fun. And it was different. It was different from the stuff that I've heard him do before, and I actually really liked it. Because, like, some of the stuff, he has a great voice, don't get me wrong, but some of the stuff I'm just not connected to musically. But the last stuff that he just did, which was, like, the last Oscars or whatever, it was at the W. It was really, really good. And I was just like, wow. Have full
band. Yeah, I like some of his tougher, like, country music it has to be tough. I like the more tougher side of country music than like the softer side. I just tend to lean that way, you know.
Yeah. I just don't like that twangy stuff.
I just like more badass stuff in country music, if I'm going to listen to country music.
The badass stuff is kind of cool. So I want to remind all the listeners today that today's show is brought to you by WateringSeeds.org. Which is an organization that supports our wounded warriors and our warriors in wheelchairs and does some amazing, amazing things. I recommend you check out wateringseeds.org. That's actually how I met Will Champlin the other day at an amazing press conference at the Carson City Hall with Mayor Jim Deere. And when we were interviewing you, when we were doing the press conference, what did I do to you, Will?
I think you were saying, can you give us a little sample of a song? And then I think I busted out at last, so.
Yeah, you killed it on there. And then just so you know, guys, we are going to be putting that up exclusively. Everything that we do post is on Easy Way Broadcasting on the like page. And it'll also be on the wateringseeds.org page, WTV Networks, Actors Reporter, Fan TV, and many other of our syndications. And so there's an event coming up, guys, on November 11th that Will will actually be performing at on Veterans Day to support the veterans.
Yay.
And Will, I've done some research on you, man. I know that your life has must have definitely changed from being on The Voice, and you have about 35,000 or so followers, and those
about
are
90,
a lot.
93,000, I think, somewhere like that.
Oh, you do?
Almost,
really?
Almost 100K, yeah.
Let me verify this. I was looking at the wrong one. Hold on.
Double check, though.
Oh, you know what? I apologize, guys. I was looking at the favorites, 39.4K. No, yeah, you have almost 100,000. You're 100,000 away from me. Well, you'll get up there. No, okay. So basically, man, you know, you have a lot of followers, and like I said, shout out to all your followers. What are you going to do to support that organization? Do you have any strategies or any special giveaways or anything that we can do to get people out to support this amazing fundraising expo?
We're probably gonna bring some swag to give away. Hopefully, exclusively to some of the folks that you guys have there, I'm sure we'll talk to you guys about, how many of the veterans and all that, on those folks like that, probably give them, mostly give them some stuff too,
to
have some fun with, some shirts and some cool things that we have. I'm sure we'll go over that, so.
Yeah, you're doing country music now? Is that what you're doing? You're doing country?
You're asking about the music market I'm going for or something?
Yeah. What genre are you like?
No, they wouldn't let me in country music. I'm doing a showcase for Americana music, which is Mumford & Sons, Avett Brothers, and Civil Wars out here.
Okay.
Aloe Black, Avicii, kind of Wake Me Up kind of stuff. Crossover. I'm out here doing a showcase with that in a week or so, so that's why I'm here. And then I'm doing a 9/11 concert tonight. It's just a solo guitar voice kind of performance in Lewisburg. It's my wife's family. Is one of the state representatives, so we're here, me and her, and our little girl, so.
That's awesome. Yeah, because this is the time when everyone's remembering the 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty big time right now for a lot of people who suffered a lot of loss. And I think you have the timbre in your voice that can pull on people's heartstrings, and you want those types of singers, I think, for that type of a ceremony that you're doing, because, you want to connect with them. I think that's awesome. I wish you could come to our stop tour. I wish you were a special guest there. I think that it would be super amazing for all of the artists to actually, just see someone like you on the stage and deliver and do what you do. We have Shane Sparks, and it's Ernie Singleton's headlining it for us. And it's going to be really, really cool.
Hold on, Sonia. Let's make sure that we're very proper in what we're saying. Ernie Singleton is not headlining.
Yeah, he's not headlining for us.
He is supporting wholeheartedly, 100%. And Ernie is actually the person that cultivated Madonna's career, Quincy Jones, Prince, Diddy, a lot of the individuals. He took Warner Brothers to number one. He was the former president of MCA Records. And so to have him on board and support us in any way, he told me personally, in fact, if you guys look and do some research on an interview I did with him in the past, that I'm his mentor when it comes to social media and marketing and things like that. And he's my mentor when it comes to being, knowing music and the music world. So we put our efforts together to create an amazing showcase with amazing individuals. We're going to have people from Fox, Capitol Records, and so on. They're going to really be looking at these talents. And, it's also supporting the Peace Fund. So he is a supporter. He's going to make an appearance. He may say something on stage, but he's not headlining anything. Love you, Ernie. Ernie gets paid a lot of money to do that. So, really clear. Hey, so Will, as far as Watering Seeds goes, we're a digital family here. Okay. And we have millions of followers on the digital perspective. We have a lot of downloads on our application. And what I'd like to do, you and I can talk. We can come up with some sort of cool contest, some sort of way where people can donate in order to be eligible to maybe, do a song with you or something. I don't know. We can brainstorm.
I'm sure we can figure this out. I'm probably going to talk to my partner about this one. Steve, who is...
That would make someone's dream come true, for sure.
Yeah,
so let's off air. Let's talk. Well, I know we were talking about getting with you guys, Steve, anyways, and grab something for the fans that can be really awesome. And guys, if you donate, you're gonna get some awesome stuff. That's what the Easy Way does. We help you connect to Hollywood. And Will is a blessed individual. He's done some. I mean, once you get on The Voice, who knows where you're gonna go? And looking forward to your performance, man, on November November 11th. What are you going? What's your strategy? You know, like when you're on stage, when you're performing, what's your strategy on the 11th? Are you going to do any special song for the veterans or anything like that?
Yeah, there's a song on the record. It's kind of lyrically digs a little deep and talking, you know, lyrically opens up talking about seeing a fellow on the side of the road with a sign up, you know, homeless veteran kind of subject matter, you know what I'm saying? So I talked a little bit about that, and, you know, when somebody comes back from deployment and the PTSD kind of subject matter ties in and all that kind of stuff. There's a song we'll be playing about that, so dedicating it to all military personnel.
Okay, now Watering Seeds is an amazing organization that really works with a lot of veterans. Is that how you met Brady Mazzola, the founder? How did you guys meet?
Actually, Steven knew Brady. And he actually made that connection to, but it still feels like I've known the guy like a long time. He's very very warming, so I feel like I've known him longer than I've been, you know, the 30 minutes or hour of the day. So,
well, you know what that is, right? Why you feel
he just
that
got
way?
He got a cool energy, you know. He's got a real cool energy. It feels like you've known him longer than you actually have, you know. So,
well, the spirit of Christ raises off of him. Now, Jenna, he's got a really true heart, and
yeah,
that's
he does.
That's why I recommend the listeners that are listening to this show or any of the blog posts to really check out wateringseeds.org and see what they do, what they have done, what their purpose is, the mission statement. Brady Mazzola really does have an amazing heart for these veterans, and there's a lot of support that he has, meaning, you know, Will Champlin, and we had Adrian Paul from Highlander, founder of the Peace Fund, supporting. We had a major executive with some very major studios, even Drew Waters from Breaking Bad, Aretha Gray. I mean, there's a lot of people that came out to a press conference, which is normally just press and the mayor and the foundation. So, I mean, you see that this foundation has an amazing amount of support. And I think, man, I'm just going to toss it out there on air. You should think about doing a little song or something for Watering Seeds.
For sure. We're definitely going to talk to them about that, too, and, you know, see how to go about doing that for sure.
Yeah, so tell us about, you know, when you're doing a song, you know, what are your strategies? You know, what goes on in your head? How do you create a hit?
Well, sometimes you can't really plan a song. Sometimes there's the whole deal where you just either comes or doesn't, or, you know, you can't control where it goes. Sometimes it just goes where it wants, you know. But you can, I guess, you can lyrically, like, figure out where you want to go with things and try to aim that way. You know, you definitely can control it somewhat, you know, and there's that. So I think the creativity takes you, it's its own animal, you know.
Yeah. You like writing songs with this track already, like a structured track, or do you like to write dry and then have someone build it?
I kind of like just try to build it and then lay some stuff down that's kind of, you know, like something to work with, you know, and then so you're a little bit hands-free. You could kind of maybe focus a little bit on, lyrics and get deeper with it. You know, back in the day, they didn't have anything you could lay anything down with, so you're kind of like stuck with, you know, nothing. But I'm cool doing things that way too. But,
yeah, it just depends. Have you recorded like where the whole band is playing, like in the other room, and then you're singing, like it's, you know, like the way they did, I guess, like a long time ago? Have you recorded like that yet?
Yeah, I've done that occasionally. But all the time, I mean, I do that when the whole band's playing, and then I'll be, like, playing and singing something, too, just over that, just to get the energy down, and just to get the vibe between all instruments down, you know, as you're singing it. You want to kind of do that. But then after that's laid down, then you already got that vibe that you already sang with them, and they played it to your energy of your vocal, the energy of your guitar playing or your piano playing, and then probably go back and relay the stuff down a little bit more perfected on your own. Like, you know, that's how a lot of people do that, you know. So I've done that a lot.
Okay, well, so I gotta support our fans here. I have a couple of fan questions, and this is for the females out there. Come on, Easy Way's got your back, girls. First and foremost, are you married, or are you dating anybody, or are you single?
Married.
You are married. Okay, sorry, I can't ask that next question, girls.
they'll never know.
Yeah, so they wanted to know your...
They'll never know the next question,
that's
what I meant.
I guess we could technically ask it, but just know that you're not available. They wanted to know what your type was. You know, what type of girl if you were looking. Obviously you're not, but if you were, what would your type be? Or, you know, describe your wife to us.
Hot. Just kidding.
There's that, yeah, of course. she's from Michigan. Kind of reddish hair. You know?
Ah, you like the redheads, okay.
The lid, you know?
So, all right, man. So, do you have anything in particular, any advice, anything you want to talk to the fans? We do have a lot of listeners. We're one of the top 500 stations on all Blog Talk Radio with over 1.2 million members, and we syndicate out to a lot of stuff. And also, you know, we appreciate your support and pushing this out and, you know, actually, let me ask you one more question before we let you do your final words. Social media. Have you met anybody on social media? Have you had any benefits from social media? Any stories you could share with us?
Here and there. I've had a few little interviews here and there from social media. Nothing was super huge, but yeah, not a whole lot. I mean, I've previously made a lot of friends with different blogs and different Twitter operators, you know, of course, that kind of have my back and stuff that I've known for a while and stuff like that. And they've been growing their fan bases too, so that's kind of about it. It's all been pretty grassroots at this point, even though despite of the TV show aspect of things.
Well, yeah, man. Then you hit HBO. Any other little sneak peeks or tidbits you can tell us about that you got coming up besides HBO?
No, I'm just trying to get some more of these cuts, like in some TV shows right now. That's the main thing I'm trying to do with this album. Is you know, we're obviously trying to aim for some radio as well, but also aim for some TV show syncs, especially album material.
Maybe.
You know. In order to push the album a little bit more. Some people might Shazam the songs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Maybe Easy Way Broadcasting can help you out with that, because we do show running. We work with a lot of the networks and studios. And, you know, Larry Namer, the co-founder of E! Entertainment, is a very personal friend. And I honored him in 2012. And he's probably, you know, he knows everybody in the television world. So send me some of your stuff. You know, we definitely appreciate you coming on the show. And supporting, and again, like Sonia was saying, the STOP Tour is a tour that brings funding to nonprofits. It raises awareness exponential level through social media and digital means. We're working with about 10 different nonprofits, Watering Seeds being one of them. So if you're able to be in town on September 27th, we'd love to have you come out. Love to have you, you know, say hi to some of the fans. Keep us in tweet. Let us know on your Twitter if you're going to be in town. Love to have your support.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, that would be really awesome. That would freaking rock. Maybe
are you
some
also
going to
be at the event on the 11th too?
Yeah,
me?
Actually I am.
Oh, sorry. Right.
Very cool.
Yeah, I am. I'm actually the talent coordinator for the whole show. So we have some really good acts that are going to be doing their thing, you know, and...
Sonia, he asked about the 11th on the Veterans Day with Water Seeds.
The 11th. I can be.
Sonia's one of our angels. So all of our angels we're expecting to be in the house. You know, most likely she might even do a little performance. Maybe you guys can, you know, come up with a little duet together. Who knows? We have another event on the 27th, which is also going to build up momentum. All the events we have coming up to November 11th, we're going to start building momentum for Watering Seeds. And, you know, we're going to be talking to Watering Seeds about, you know, getting more involved in the Stop Tour. And so we'll talk, man. Love to have you come down. Love to have you support. Love what you're about. We'll support you right back. So closing words. Yeah, definitely, man. So closing words for your friends or family, any inspirational advice you have for your fans?
You know, I'm hoping that any L.A. champs could be able to come out and come support the 11th event and, you know, and get back. So I'm urging all local fans and stuff to come support this. So.
Thank you, man. I appreciate this. If anybody if anybody wants to support the event coming up, guys, you can go to wateringseeds.org, or actually just go to our fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting. We'll have all the information on there, and it's going to be an amazing event. They're going to be doing sports. They're going to be doing food. There's a real famous cook. I think it's called Two Guys Grill. They're going to be doing challenge sports.
Saw that, like the wheelchair and wheelchair basketball and wheelchair tennis is going to be super cool because it takes a lot of strength to do that, you know?
Yeah, we're actually
a lot of coordination too.
We're actually going to be going to it's a Power Rangers celebrity basketball game coming up. And so we're going to be with pretty much all the Power Rangers from the first season all the way to the end to what's airing now. And so I'm going to invite all of those Power Rangers. And just so you guys know, this is how we support the nonprofits. This is how we support the people that we work with. We go to an average of probably one event a week, and there's probably 5 to 20 celebrities at all of these events. And most likely me or the Angels are interviewing them. So we're going to be definitely introducing the event on November 11th to everybody. So definitely.
Yeah, we'll pump it up, Will. Definitely.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, I appreciate everything y'all are doing. So.
Well, we appreciate you too, Will. So thank you so much for coming on today's show. You rock, man. We can support you in any way. Just let me know. Tweet me. And we'll be tweeting back and forth. And then we'll talk about that contest. We'll talk about something that the fans can get in order to support Watering Seeds.
Sounds great. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much, Eric. Thank you so much,
Will.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for coming on.
All right. You too. Thank you so much.
All right, guys, that was Will Champlin. Yes, the finalist, season 5 from The Voice, hanging out with us on Easy Talk Live. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to tell you guys a little bit more of what's going on the Easy Way. And then we have a special guest that's going to be telling you about some really special technology in the mobile industry. Hope you're ready.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azulee and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easyzuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
And we're back, guys. You're listening to Easy Talk Live, and we just had Will Champlin, the finalist on The Voice, talk to us a little bit. I hope you guys enjoyed that interview. So we got my beautiful Easy Way Angel, Sonia, still with me, still hanging out. Now, guys, I don't know if we're going to be, just letting you know, I don't know if we will be doing our show tomorrow, the Easy Show. Unfortunately, our guest has come down with something. There seems to be a virus going around. I know because I'm sick myself. But, you know, we'll let you know. Just keep tuning in to Easyway Broadcasting or my application. We're going to do the best we can to make sure we keep everything consistent. So I want to talk a little bit about some of the events that we have coming up again, just to make sure it's fresh in your mind. This event is going along so well at the LA Convention Center, supported by CBS Radio and Television. The Ascent Expo, we're looking for cultural creatives. We're looking for business owners wanting to make a difference, you know, people that like to help other people. There's actually over 50 million cultural creatives in the United States, guys. 50 million cultural creatives, over 200 million in the world. And so I'm going to actually bring in another friend of ours and actually now media director in training, Mr. Alan Tino Brown. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Eric. How are you doing today, everybody?
Good.
Doing good, man. So, hey, I want you to share with our listeners how awesome that press conference at Carson City with Mayor Jim Deere and Watering Seeds was, because you were there doing your thing.
It was off the chain, ladies and gentlemen. It was one of the best news conferences I've ever attended. And I'm not saying that just because I was there or helping out doing it, but it was very, very good.
Good stuff, man. So who are some of the people you met? Did anything transpire from it?
Well, we met Adrian Paul. Of course, I was on the show with Adrian Paul a while back. Brady is amazing. I can't say enough good things about Brady. I'm trying to remember his name. Brad, what was Brady's partner name that was a veteran?
He's got a lot of partners that are veterans. He's got so much support, I couldn't tell you.
That flew all over the world and everything and then came back and they reunited?
A lot of people he works with flies all over the world and do that. I wouldn't be able to tell you. But, Alantino, I got to cut you short, man. Our wonderful special guest is actually in the house, guys. This is actually one of the beneficiaries that actually donated a $20,000 check to Watering Seeds Organization. But I was glad to have met him. He's doing some really amazing things. And as you guys know, Easyway is all about technology. We got Mr. Awesome in the house, and his name is Awesome because he's so awesome, and Acumen Technologies. Check it out. Welcome to the show, Awesome. How are you feeling?
Thank you. I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing good, man. Doing good. So, man, so first of all, thank you so much for donating that check to Watering Seeds at Carson City Hall. That was really awesome of you.
Well, you're welcome. It was my pleasure.
And so, Awesome, you know, my listener base is pretty big. You know, a lot of people do want to meet people through our network. We have a lot of business-type people and entertainment people and entrepreneurs, philanthropists. Would love to hear a little bit more about yourself and what Acumen Technologies is all about.
Well, a little bit about me is originally I went to University of Arizona while in college. I did a lot of great things. Before that, I came in from India, and I had an opportunity to grow up with technology, and I was able to implement everything I learned since college into the technology world.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm not going to say awesome because that's your name. I'm going to say
Thank you.
Cool. That's great. So now you're a successful entrepreneur. You know, I've looked at your website, and your website says that you're the future of technology. Talk to us more about that.
Well, the website just shows a little bit of spark about our future technology towards what's going to come out in January onwards. So we just wanted people to know what we are capable of. Originally, I invented the world's first phone with a built-in projector, and it has translated with a product that's going to be the convergence of several technologies in one that will solve several problems for people.
Wow, what do you mean? What do you mean solve several problems for people? Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, people have a lot of problems using cell phones, so we are all about coming up with the right solution, from the processing power to running multiple applications at the same time to security. Also, people use mobile phones nowadays for mobile entertainment. And what's a phone when it can't help you watch something in a large screen? Just making the phone screen large, like Samsung and Apple, what they're doing now is not good enough. But what we did was, what's on the screen, we're able to project into a surface area that's larger than even your television at home. So
that, keep going, please.
So that's our way of solving problems by thinking outside the box.
It's all about thinking outside the box, man. I gotta tell you that is like the future. That really is the future of technology. I mean, imagine how revolutionizing that's gonna be, and how that's gonna change how people do business when they're showing and I mean, because most people when they're doing any type of business, they're presenting something, they're selling something, they're showing something. And for you to be able to have a phone in your hand and literally project that on a wall, a PowerPoint presentation of some sort, or you know, an investment presentation or whatever, that's going to save so much unbelievable time. But are you also going to be working with application companies or software companies that might be able to edit within the phone so you can, like, do everything from the phone and just project it?
Yes. We actually are releasing our SDK to certain software companies so they can make their own application, and doing an amazing job. We have several accessories within our own product, and even those we have SDKs giving out to companies to build their applications around it.
That's awesome, man. Well, there we go again. That's great. so now your technology. You're an entrepreneur, you're a successful entrepreneur, and if I'm going in a place you don't want to go, just stop me. But we were talking a little bit about some negative and some obstacles and some challenges that you and I have both faced in the business world. And the reason I'm bringing this up is I'd love to help support our listeners and kind of give them some guidance and some advice on you know, how you deal with these negative people. I know you said you had some things, and hold on one second, guys. We actually had a drop call, so we're gonna go ahead and put Will Champlin's song on, so you guys can enjoy that song, and we'll be right back.
I know I've been borrowing trouble. Well, hanging my head is shame. I'm waking up from the rubble. God only knows my name.
Awesome. He's on a cell phone, so he had a drop call. Awesome. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
All right. So we were talking about we were having a conversation about, you know, some people that you know, some challenges, some obstacles, some speed bumps that you'll face. I know you and I both have some negative blogs and some things, and so I wanted to talk a little bit about how you, a successful entrepreneur, you know, how you dealt with that, how you're currently dealing with it. What's some advice that you have for some of our listeners that might be going through the same thing?
Well, the most important thing with any negative thing hitting you is you got to be extremely patient. You got to get rid of all the negative feelings from you and just put it in the trash. And by being patient and thinking of the right solution will be the best way to tackle any problem. So just because something negative happens to you doesn't mean your reaction should be negative. Your reaction should be actually a solution to the problem rather than wasting your time on being stressed or being affected in any negative way you can.
What do you think stems, what do you think starts this negativity in your own opinion?
In my own opinion, there can be all kinds of negative things that are hitting you. Like in my kind of opinion, some of the reactions that people undergo is fear, revenge, even reaction using a negative. You just have to step back and change everything to positive and come up with positive solutions to any problem.
I agree, man. And you know you're going to hook me up with one of those phones, right, when we meet today? You got a phone yeah. waiting for me, right?
Yes.
I'm just kidding. I'm just going to go on this topic one more time. As far as the negativity and what people may say and haters, when people come to you, are you the type of person that listens to the he said she said stuff and makes your determination off that, or do you make your determination off your own research and who you're working with?
When someone does the he said she said stuff or anything negative, I just listen and I don't give my response immediately. What I do is I do research, like real research. Anything on the internet is not real. Real information is when you find out from the source of what really happened. That's the biggest mistake every single company is doing right now and every single person is doing right now, is going straight up on Google search or Bing search and they look stuff up on the internet. And 99% of the stuff that comes up on internet is just someone else's opinion, or it's just like a competitor company's opinion. It's nothing that's like really real. If you want real information, you got to go to the source. Even news channels put out wrong information. You can see BBC, CNN, and several other channels out there even apologize for the mistakes they print or they convey, and half of the news out there is just opinions. It's not real facts. So that's why you got to go to the source to find any real information and react according to the real information.
You're exactly right, man. Thank you so much for that advice. Now, so let's go to your technology, because I know my listeners are probably salivating right now. Is there any way that, we can talk off air, or I'm always about supporting our listeners. Is there any way that maybe we could do a contest of some sort with one of your phones or any things we can brainstorm on to maybe try to raise some funding for Watering Seeds, even though you've already given a great donation? But any type of things, any giveaways, any things that your company might be able to work with my network for the listeners?
Oh, yes. We'll definitely do those giveaways. And, in fact, we kind of like to surprise people. So I'll be definitely giving you a surprise gift for your people in the ongoing radio shows you're doing. So and you will see that we are about also listening to your customers, your clients, and also the your own people whom you work with. And we will be definitely giving back something that will really be useful to you.
Awesome, man. I'm excited. I keep saying your name, but that's pretty cool. So, all right, guys, we'll stay tuned, and we'll be putting information out on the Easy Way Broadcasting like page if you want to know more about what we'll be doing there for you. And also, too, you met, actually, Alantino Brown yesterday. Awesome. He's with Cyberspace
yep.
Media. He's a big technology guy. I know that he wanted to take a chance to talk to you on air and kind of bring up some interesting topics and facts. So, Alantino, you're on air with me and Austin.
Awesome. Hello there. Glad to talk to you again.
Great talking to you, too. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for asking. Well, I guess we can't let all the secrets out of the bag yet, but
awesome is totally awesome with technology. I've been doing it for 30 years, and I'm pretty good at some things, but he definitely has a handle on products.
Valentino, try to speak a little bit away from the speaker on your phone. It's a little distorted.
Okay, sorry. Is this better?
No, but go ahead.
Okay. I would just like to say the technology is awesome, and, you know, we have a lot of good things coming out of this. And he's really a great, good-hearted guy, and I'm glad to know him.
Thank you.
That's cool. All right. Thank you, Valentina. And also, awesome, I want to introduce you to one of our Easy Way Angels. What we do, and let me just introduce you into the angel world. When we do our shows, when we do our events, when we talk to kids, when we do our nonprofit type stuff, we have, I'm considered the Charlie of Hollywood. So, like, Charlie has his angels. Easy has his angels. So we have the Easy Way Angels with us today. We have Sonia Harley, which is one of our Nightingale angels. She's our singing angel, beautiful girl. And Sonia, I know you've been sitting there listening to the show. Do you have any questions or comments for our guests?
Hi, first of all, how are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. And I am really just excited about the fact that you were saying, don't waste your time on negative energy. If someone brings something to you that's negative, we have the control and the right to accept it, to join in with it, or to push it aside, like what you were saying. And I think that's so cool because it's indicative of how we want to move forward with everything that we're trying to achieve in life. So just because something is around you is negative doesn't mean that you have to jump on board. You don't have to get in the same car with everyone else. You can drive your own vehicle and make your own way. Like, that's kind of how I see it. And I love the way you say that because there's a lot of people. My dad is a minister. My mom, they're both ministers. And he would always tell me, but I never got it until like a year ago, that like stress and all that stuff can literally really make you sick. Like, can really, really make you sick, give you cancer, things, all kinds of like horrible things. And so what you're saying is like life-changing if people could actually follow those rules. It's not easy, but if they could follow those rules, then they'd be much better off. So thank you.
Right. Welcome.
All right. Thank you, Sonia. Thank you, Valentino. And awesome. We'd love to invite you to be a part of our stop tour. Sonia will be there in the house with all the angels. Sonia's our Easy Way Angel coordinator. And it's a tour to help bring funding to nonprofit. I'll actually be talking to Brady about getting involved more with the STOP tour. We have 10 different nonprofits that are involved with it, and we raise awareness on a big scale. We basically bring Hollywood to you, bring the business to you. We bring our resources and our assets. We're joint venture with a lot of people, so we bring the tour to you. You can check it out more at stoptour.org. And if you want to get any more information, guys, on Awesome and his company and what's going on, I'm sure we're going to be blown up here with what you've been talking about. You can go to the Easy Way Broadcasting like page, or you can download my application. And I'm afraid to mention it because Awesome's like the technology wizard. He's the master. And so, like, if it's not on point, nothing. The application is ERICZULEY at your Apple store or your Android store. We appreciate My Pocket for sponsoring that. And all of the stuff we do, guys, you can get everything right there in the palm of your hands. And today, me and Awesome are going to be meeting. I'm really looking forward to that meeting, see what's going to be happening. And we're going to hopefully combine Awesome's wonderful brain in technology and Easy's wonderful way of doing things the easy way and promoting and so doing what we do on a branding perspective. So we'll see where it goes. Awesome, looking forward to seeing you later on today. Last closing thing, and we'll give you a chance to ask your question, Sonia. November 11th is coming up. This show is brought to you by, guys, wateringseeds.org. I know you and we met you through Brady Mazzola, Awesome, and you just donated the check. What's your involvement on that event? Are you going to be maybe doing some giveaways, or are you going to be like, how is Acumen Technologies going to be involved in this wonderful event coming up on Veterans Day?
We'll definitely be involved in the event, and we are going to support Watering Seeds and also everyone coming there in the best possible way we can.
Awesome. Great. Great. All right, Sonia, go ahead and ask your question.
Okay, awesome. The name is awesome. my question to you is, do you have any type of, like, exercises that, like, mental exercises that people can do to try and relieve, or, like, say they have a really huge stressful moment, like, what's the best thing to do in that space, like, when it hits you and then...
Well, the best way is not exercise, but just to train your mind to be in the same state at all times, no matter what happens.
Huh, okay.
I got a question now, too.
Reaction
go ahead.
Comes from inside you, so you have to train your mind to not react to anything right away. Just think about it, be patient, and analyze the situation before you react.
Huh,
also,
okay.
You're pretty successful with Acumen Technologies. Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
I'm 30.
You're 30 years old. You're 1 year under me, and you're giving $20,000 checks to nonprofits. Can you please rub off on me when we hang out today? Can I rub my shoulder on yours? Do you mind?
Rub off on me too, please.
Do you have any success advice for our fans? Anybody that might want some advice in the business world, or maybe we'll bring you back, man. Because I'm assuming we're probably gonna have a lot of fans hitting us up. We'd love to bring you back on the show, and in fact, we'd love to bring you on the actual show. We have an actual green screen television show. It's a live stream
show.
Yes,
that would be so awesome. No, just kidding. But yeah, I would.
That's a question. Also,
I'm looking forward to it.
How annoying is that when you're walking around, you're hearing people say the phrase "awesome," and you're talking, what? Are you talking to me?
I kind of like it.
Oh, really? Yeah.
It's
an awesome name, man. All right. So, closing words, whatever you want to close out with to your friends, family, or your fans, and I'll be talking to you off air. Looking forward to meeting with you.
I just want to thank everyone, and I want to tell everyone to, like, always move forward and be positive.
Definitely, guys.
Right.
All right, guys. So thank you so much for coming on the show today. Awesome. So if you guys want to know more information, you can go to Easy Way Broadcasting, our like page. And we're going to go ahead and go to a quick commercial break here. This is our show we do every Monday with the Baby Boomers, Baby Boomers Live. Awesome. We'll be talking to you a little bit later. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Bye, Awesome.
Bye-bye.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Air Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a Baby Boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Up chilling late last night, thinking about the way I live my life. Do I love this world I live in enough to put up a fight? How do we know what the world wants? How can we tell what the people need? The world is starving for some love, y'all. Here's my invitation, join me. You, don't you know you, and you, yeah, you, and you. Can you make the time for me? Just take a look around at all the cultures we are. So beautifully complex, like the sky that holds the stars. We are here simply 'cause this is where we belong. If we take down ourselves and it's out of y'all, then life is gone. You, don't you know you, and you, yeah, you, and you, give a little back. This world can be so lonely, just need a friend there to the end, so give a little back. I had my smiles and my cries, but I'm gonna be alright, so come with me and plant a seed and give. right if we gon' try and make it right. You, 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 don't you know you, you and you, yeah. You, you and you, gotta give a little back.
And as you know, we do give a little back, and that is Sonya Harley, our Easy Way Angel, would give a little back. We'll be performing this song all over Hollywood with a lot of different nonprofits, so make sure that you remember that song. So that was a great, great little show I think we have today, guys. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I want to encourage everybody to check out our stuff, easywaypromotions.com, if you're interested in any publicity, marketing, branding, social media, advertising, if you want to get your brand out there digitally. And now we're actually, obviously we're connected to some bigger mainstream things, and you know, we work with a lot of people, so there's really nothing that I can't touch and as far as what you might want to get out to. And now we're getting really involved with some very high-tech, high-level technology. In fact, we're also working with an organization that, as you know, we have our own tablet. And the tablet actually is going to be an amazing thing. We got a lot of people we're talking to. We're going to have really cool applications. You're not going to be able to get what we have anywhere. We're also working on actually a membership situation, like a social network type of site with Easy Way Broadcasting. It's going to be pretty cool. And so I'm going to go ahead and bring in Alantino Brown. He can tell you a little bit more about what we got going on. Alantino, so what's going on?
Okay, I'm here, Easy. Sorry about that. Well, number one, we have an SMPK for anybody who wants to create their own mini social kit, basically. And it really brings a lot of exposure to you. And you can get it at Eric's website, the fan page, or our new Cyberspace fan page or website, which is cyberspacetv.com, as well as Eric's site.
I thought it was cyberspacemediatv.com.
It is cyberspacemediatv.com.
But you said cyberspace TV. See how I get you back there? Go ahead, keep going.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay. Those are two places you can actually get an SMPK. Now, if anyone wants to know what a social media kit is, it promotes you to the public. And better than Facebook, you can put your track record, your history, any movies or TV you've done. It's awesome for actors or anybody. That's one of the biggest things that we have going right now, and the websites.
Yeah,
and, of course, Watering Sea.
As far as our websites, we want to definitely say thank you to My Pocket, mypocket.org. I'll say thank you to Stephen.
Stephen Williams.
Name of his company, Shakers something?
World Shakers Designs.
Yeah, we want to say thank you to World Shakers, Shakers Designs, as well as a gentleman by the name of Gucci, which works with My Pocket. They're amazing assets to our team. If you guys need a website done, if you need graphic design, Shelley Smith with Glam Graphics. Again, guys, we're a great middleman source for anything that you need, and we do filter, we do qualify our people before getting in our circles a lot. We make sure we choose the best of the best. And we have relationships with everybody from event planning to promotions to SEO to graphic design to web design, anything as far as getting out there, we have it. We also have, you know, a lot of relationships, like for instance, EJ Jackson Limousines. If you need a limo, if you need transportation, a lot of times, you guys, we get better deals than if you were to do it yourself. So remember to follow the application, go ahead and download it, follow our movement, Easy Way Broadcast and like page. You can also follow on Twitter, Easy Way Broadcast, or me, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. And pretty soon, it's not going to be confusing anymore. It'll just be Easy Way Broadcast, and that's it. It's the only thing that's going to exist. And the Stop Tour is amazing, guys. The Stop Tour the event is just going to be off the chain. We want to say a great big thank you. A great big thank you to Magic Image Hollywood Magazine, which also just recently created the Miss Hollywood Image beauty pageant. My friend Josh has been in this industry for a long time, and he's been doing a lot of things. They even do their own award shows. The magazine is a big magazine, so we really appreciate his support. In fact, if you go on the Stop Tour like page right now, you'll see an endorsement from him himself. We have Fan TV, Global Network, Actors Reporter. Just a lot of people are supporting this, and as well as all 35 celebrities that are supporting. You'll be able to see all the content if you go to the website. So it's just going to be so much fun, man. And pretty soon, you'll be able to buy products from us, guys. You'll be able to buy products that are Easy Way products. You can only get Easy Way products, and you'll be able to have access to what we have. You'll be able to get advice. You'll be able to learn things. You'll be able to, everybody hits me up on Facebook all the time asking me advice and stuff. And so we're just, trying to create portals to keep our following happy. And we have our Hollywood the Easy Way group. Hollywood the Easy Way group, over 6,000 members. You're able to promote your own stuff on that group. You meet great people. And we have these amazing events coming up. I want to talk a little bit about the turkey giveaway. If you go to turkeygiveaway.org, the EJ Jackson turkey giveaway, I'll be hosting that on November 25th. And there's over 10,000 people that we actually feed, guys. 10,000 people that EJ Jackson limousines, the EJ Jackson Foundation feeds. And these are homeless people. These are less fortunate. It's amazing. It's just such a cool experience. If you want to know more about that, you can go to I'll just pop it up on the Easy Way Broadcasting's fans page. You see a video we did last year. We're gearing up for this year. The paintball tournament is going to be off the chain. We just got four more new big celebrities. Just got a verbal confirmation from the manager himself and my boy Boo Boo Stewart from Twilight and then the new X-Men movie. He's now involved. Just so many people get involved, and it's a paintball tournament that celebrities are involved with that support and are going to be, it's a big paintball game to raise funding for charities, to raise awareness so that you can digitally interact through an application. It's going to be really cool. Tickets are available on the Peace Fund, games.org. You can get more information there. And then we also have the Sen Expo, guys. If you're looking to promote your product to businesses, to entertainment, to the fashion world, I strongly recommend the Sen Expo. It's going to be at the LA Convention Center on February 28th, 29th, and March 1st. And my company, Easy Way Promotions, was hired to handle the social media for that. So if you see things popping in and out in the digital world, that's us. And there's going to be a lot of great people. I believe Michael Beckwith is actually confirmed in supporting this. And there's about six or seven names we can't mention yet that are going to be involved. It's going to be an amazing, amazing event. It's a big buildup. So we got a lot of great things coming up, guys. We even have a big Power Ranger basketball game coming up. And so we'll have all that information on the fans page. And a lot of times I put things personally on my page that we don't put on the company stuff. So if you want to follow me, it's just Eric Zuli Fans on Facebook, Eric Zuli on Twitter, and Eric Zuli on Instagram. I'm also on LinkedIn for those of you guys that are businesses. I love the business players. If you own nonprofits, if you want to talk some business and I need real serious inquiries, guys. Please do not contact me unless it's a serious inquiry. But you can hit me up on LinkedIn if you want to do serious business. You can hit me up on anything really, and we'd love to hear from you. And so if you are doing an event and you want to have, a lot of press come out, if you want to have, celebrities and good people and people that can help, that are influential and that are well off, that's what we do. We bring the salt and pepper to your dinner. The next time you're doing an event, let us throw a little bit of that Easy Way spice, that Easy Way salt and pepper on your dinner. I guarantee you won't be sorry. You can go to easywaypromotions.com and just fill out the form. If you have anything coming up, we'd be glad to help you out. I also want to give a shout-out to Richard. Met him yesterday. I can't go into too much what he does. Met him through the Watering Seeds organization. I'll tell you this, guys. There's actually technology that's coming out where you can digitally know what's going on with your body right away from the computer. And, man, that was just an amazing, amazing meeting. We're looking forward. You know who you are. I'm not going to say your last name, Richard. I'm not going to put you out there like that. I don't know what I can say. But it was a great time. It was a pleasure meeting you. It was a pleasure meeting your partner. And shout-outs to Bill. And so looking forward to working with you. And so you guys listen to Easy Talk Live. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Alan, Tina, do you have any final words before we say bye to all of our fans?
Yes, we are the one-stop shop for entertainment, education, empowerment. You name it, we really could fit the bill no matter what it is. And if you've ever been bullied, we can help you. Give us a shout-out. Let us know what's going on. We'll visit your school, your parents. We'll get everybody involved, okay? And we'll stop the nonsense. And that's what the Stop Tour is all about. I hope everybody can join us on September 27th at Busby's East. That is the Stop Tour. It's the official kickoff. I look forward to seeing everyone there.
Yeah, and shout-outs to all of our performers. We've got over 16 performers, guys, and I can't wait. We got Justin Bieber's dancer, man. We got my girl Deirdre Barnes going to be performing, bringing her people out. That's going to be a really awesome performance. We got just so you know, guys, through all of our performances, it's not easy to get on this tour. You got to go through an audition process. There's a lot of different things you got to go through. All these performers are really good. And so we're going to have executives from Capitol and Fox and Paramount and a lot of different people coming out to see these talents. So it's a showcase benefit concert. It's a benefit fundraiser for the Peace Fund. It's going to be a lot of fun. Amazing red carpet. So shout outs to everybody that supports us. Here's a little bit more information on the Stop Tour, guys, and then we'll catch you next week.
Easy Way Broadcasting presents the Stop Tour, being held on September 27th at Busby's East, Los Angeles, California. This event is supported by celebrities such as Ashley Aragota, Megan Henry, Shane Sparks, Matthew Jacob Wayne, Zach Callison, Karina Rico, Jackie Christie, Adrian Paul, Vincent M. Ward, Risa Gray, Ernie Singleton, Lacey Kay, the Hollywood hit guy Eric Zulli, and many more. This event is in support of thepeacefund.org. Performances by Deirdre Barnes, Justin Bieber's dancer, Angelique Bates from All That, Breaking Tempo, The Easy Way Angels, and many more. This event is sponsored by WTV Network, Fan TV, Music That Pays, Actors Reporter, AANM Promotions, Magic Image Hollywood Magazine, Teens on Air, Faithy J Entertainment, and slots are still open. For more information, visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com or go to our group by searching Stop Tour. Tickets are going fast, so visit the website now. And if you'd like to perform, cover, or sponsor the event, email us at booking@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. This event promises to have amazing substance on Google and tremendous interaction on social media. The Stop Tour by Easy Way Broadcasting. Visit our group and post what you'd like to see stopped. And don't forget to hashtag Easy Way and hashtag Stop Tour.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zulli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zulli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.